anyone who is interested in reading a good book, maybe they'll ask their friend, or perhaps you belong to a reading group, or maybe you'll decide to go and stroll down the aisles of your local library or bookstore until a title jumps out at you. And how disappointed would you be upon reading this book, investing the time, realizing that the title of the book had absolutely nothing to do with the pages found therein. This leads us to the question of this upcoming Sefer, Sefer Shemos, in which we just read, a book literally about names, Shemos. The difficulty with this is outside of the very few first sentences that mention the names of Yaakov's children, we don't find that the primary focus of this book is really about names. So much so that the problem of this name not representing what this book is all about is the translation for Sefer Shemos is now called the Book of Exodus, which seems to be a whole lot more appropriate. Sefer Geulah. It seems to sum up this book a whole lot more than Shemos, than names. Geulah, the exile, in our mind, we now understand. It talks about an episode in where the Jewish people are enslaved in Mitzrayim, thereafter being freed only due to the tremendous nisim niflaos, the wonders and miracles that God performed through the Eser Makot, through the 10 plagues. With this said, we have to therefore have a good answer to this difficult question of why do we name this book Shemos, when apparently it has absolutely nothing to do with names. When studying the famous episode, the encounter of Moshe Rabbeinu with God at the snat, the burning bush, Hashem says something quite fascinating to him. Shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha. Remove your na'al, your shoes, from upon your feet. On this, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech Medinov asked the question, why was it necessary for Moshe to take off his shoes? Why is that so important and integral for an individual who is now being introduced as a leader for a nation? What message is God trying to convey to Moshe Rabbeinu? More difficult is why Hashem chose Moshe, of all individuals, to be the leader to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. So much so is this a question that Moshe himself didn't feel that he was a true candidate to have done this job. He calls himself an Arul Sefasayim, a person who has a speech impediment, an inability to be able to speak in front of Malachim, in front of kings. Why then was he, of all people, chosen to be the leader for the Jewish people? It explains of Tzvi Elimelech that although being a good speaker, a good orator, that's something which, of course, is a feather in your cap, that is not the most important quality in choosing a qualified leader, a leader for a country, for a nation like Klal Yisrael. And therefore he explains that there is one underlining principle, there's one common denominator that runs directly through Moshe and those who cared for him. And that is caring and being sensitive to another human being. We find this First of all, not even with his mother, but with a stranger, Basparo, who had the compassion that although the Jewish babies were being thrown into the Nile, she had empathy for them. And this was the message that she was instilling upon this baby, upon Moshe. Not only Basparo, but Moshe's mother also was an individual that cared for every single individual. Although she was told by the king, by Paro, that any boy that's born, kill him with your bare hands, she refused to do so. She also showed tremendous empathy and care and compassion for another human being. And this carried into the next generation, into the generation and the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Torah tells us in our Parsha, Vayihi b'yamim ha'heim, and it happened in those days, Vayigdal Moshe grew up, Vayetzi el Echa v'yar b'sivlosam, and he went out to his brothers and observed their burdens, their pain, their struggles. Certainly, Moshe knew all along all the difficulties of these slaves. But at this time, Vayigdal Moshe, he began to be a little bit more mature and grew up in Vayetze, and by going up, going out, Vayar b'sivlosam, he only now opened up his eyes and saw the pain and the suffering of another human being. And did he say that's their problem? Or did he say, who cares, it's just one Jew that's being beaten by a Mitzri? No. He was Moser Nefesh. He was willing to forgo all of his comforts and sacrificed all of that to protect another Jew from being in pain and being harmed. This is the quality of Moshe. And Moshe thereafter chose a profession which would be the perfect job to train an individual to continue to have empathy and caring for someone and something. Umoshe hayoroes tzon yisro chosno koin midyon. The Torah tells us that immediately before the episode of the snare, Moshe was busy being a shepherd, taking care of some animals. And can you imagine, you walk down Central Park and you see someone walking 10 dogs. Ah, that's going to be the next leader of the Jewish people. Why would someone who cares for animals, why is that such an important trait? That this individual, oh, that's the one who should take the Jews out of Egypt. Because Moshe was sensitive to the needs of every single living creature. Every little sheep, every little animal. He had his eyes upon them and cared for them dearly, each and every one. And therefore Hashem said, I don't care that you can't speak so well. To me, it's more important to find a leader who cares and is sensitive to the needs of his people. That is the greatest quality that I can find. And I find it in you, Moshe. And therefore explains Rav Tzvi Elimelech Medina, why did God tell Moshe to take off his shoes? What is the symbolism of that? And he explains that the purpose of wearing shoes is to isolate or to protect your foot from the harsh terrain that one tramples upon outside. So much so that you can even walk on pieces of glass. If you have the proper footwear, you will not feel a thing. And therefore, If a person instead decides to take off their shoes, like on a boiling hot day, and you walk on the pavement, your feet begin to burn. You sense every single pebble, every rock, every grain of sand between your toes. You feel everything. And this is what Hashem is telling Moshe. You are about to be a leader for an entire nation. And when you become a leader, I know now you have positive qualities, but don't allow that position of leadership to get to your head. Don't raise yourself above your subjects to the point that you no longer feel their pain, that you no longer care for them. Rather, shanalecha mi'alraglecha, take off your shoes. I want you to walk barefoot for a moment, Moshe. You feel that? That is how I want you to be. Namely, sensitive to the needs of each and every Jew. It's brought down in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos that it's important that we should never show a lack of respect to our leaders. And the Mishnah says in the second chapter, Shenishichasan nishichas shu'al, that their nishicha, their bite, is that of a fox. Vakitzasan akitzas akrov, and their sting is that of a scorpion. Ulechishasan lechishas sorof, and their hiss is that of a serpent. It's fascinating that the three things that could be found in a leader, in someone who is above you, that individual could have neshicha, akitza, luchisha. He can bite and sting and hiss the people that are below him. On this, Hashem says, shall remove na'lecha. Remove your na'l, your shoe. But na'l is also spelled nun, ayin, lamed. Perhaps an acronym. And that is what God is saying. Moshe, remove the na'l. Remove the nun, the neshicha, your bite. Remove the ayin, the akitza, your sting. And remove the lamed, the lachisha, your hiss. Shal na'lecha. Remove those negative qualities and be sensitive to all those who are around you. Perhaps that this is the reason why, appropriately, the name of our Sefer is not called Sefer Geula, but rather a book of names. Because if you think of an exile, a mass exodus thereafter, what do we think of? But a huge lump, a group of over a million plus individuals that left Egypt. And all you do is see a whole bunch of people, and we count them by number. On this, the answer is, this is Sefer Shemos. Even at the time that we left Mitzrayim, we were not just a mass of people, and that no one was important. No. Each of those individuals are Shemos. Each person has a name. And we're not just a number. We're not insignificant. And in Moshe's eyes, every one of us was important. Every one of us was Shemos. And this is an important message, that when we hear numbers, when we think about the 6 million in the time of the Shoah of the Holocaust, and we think about the Israeli soldiers, how important it is that when it comes to the tefillah, that we should mention their names. It's not just a number, that this is a person. This is someone who has a family. This is a person who has the same hopes and dreams that you may have. And therefore, may we all learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, that we also must have this sensitivity, that we should realize that every single person is important. Every person has a name. This is Sefer Shemos.